Thousands of people crowded into the Paul VI Audience Hall today for Pope Benedict's weekly general audience, and Emma McCarthy was among them.
During the audience, the last of 2006, Pope Benedict reiterated his call for world peace. He told the pilgrims who had been queuing since dawn to hear him speak that the task that Christmas entrusts us with is an ardent appeal for peace on earth, one that can translate in a concrete commitment to build peace with our lives.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace among those whom he favours. God's glory, shining on the face of Christ, brings it peace, which is the crowning of his messianic gifts. Ultimately, the incarnation is the fruit of God's infinite love for humanity. It reveals, in von Balthasar's insightful phrase, that God is not primarily absolute power, but absolute love, a love revealed in the complete gift of himself. May the song of the angels inspire us to give glory to God and to build peace on earth by humbly receiving the gift that God gives us at Christmas, the gift of his love, the gift of his Son. Upon you and your families, I invoke the grace and peace of the newborn Savior. Happy Christmas!
On Christmas Day, in his Urbi et Orbi address, the Holy Father had called for an end of violence in the Middle East, Darfur, and around the world. The human person at the heart of peace is also the theme of his upcoming message for January 1st, World Day of Peace. I'm Emma McCarthy.
Following the general audience, Pope Benedict XVI met briefly with Iran's Foreign Minister Manoush Mottaki. During the meeting, the two parties expressed their best wishes for the 50th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Iran and the Holy See. But the Holy Father reaffirmed the role the Holy See plays in promoting peace in the world and being a religious and moral authority, rather than being a political one. He made an appeal that the problems of the Iranian people and peoples worldwide may be always resolved through dialogue, mutual understanding and peace. According to the Iranian state news agency, the minister then gave the Pope a private message from President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.